Welcome to the PiTech Solutions Podcast. I'm Alex, and with me as always is Mike. We are recording this on Sunday, January 18th, 2026. And Mike, I think it's safe to say the honeymoon phase is officially over.
The honeymoon is definitely over, Alex. And honestly, that's great news. For the last 2 years, specifically through 2024 and 2025, the banking sector was stuck in this loop of infinite hype regarding generative AI. It was all flashy demos and writing emails.
Right. It was the era of the chatbot. But looking at the landscape today, in early 2026, we have firmly entered the era of execution. We are talking about agentic AI.
Agentic AI. That is the key word for this year. We aren't just asking a computer to summarize a meeting anymore. We are giving these systems autonomy. They aren't just answering questions. They are doing the work. They're moving money. They're flagging risk. They're closing out compliance tickets.
And for our listeners, particularly those in regional and community banking, this distinction is critical. If you are still looking at AI as a content generation tool, you are already behind the curve. The adoption rates we are seeing right now are staggering compared to where we were 12 months ago.
Absolutely. I was looking at the latest data from Wolters Kluwer this morning. They're reporting that 44% of finance teams are utilizing agentic AI in some capacity this year. That is nearly half the industry moving from theory to practice.
And it's interesting you mention that, because Accenture adds another layer to that story. They found that 57% of banking executives expect AI agents to be fully embedded in risk, compliance, and audit functions over the next 3 years. So while we have 44% dipping their toes in now, the expectation is full immersion very shortly.
It's a survival strategy, Alex. The big four, JP Morgan, Citi, and the like, they have armies of engineers deploying thousands of these agents. For a regional bank, you don't have that army. You have to be smarter. You have to use agentic AI to punch above your weight class.
Let's dig into the why. Why are regional banks prioritizing this right now? It's not just about being cool or modern. It's about the bottom line. We are seeing a massive shift toward back office efficiency.
It's the unsexy stuff that pays the bills. McKinsey released a report recently showing that early use cases of agentic AI have reduced manual workloads by 30 to 50%. Think about that. That is half the manual grunt work. Data entry, verification, document scanning. Gone.
And that translates directly to capital. McKinsey also reports up to 20% net cost reductions for banks overall. In a high-interest environment where margins are being squeezed, a 20% reduction in operational costs is the difference between a good year and a great year.
Exactly. Take commercial loan processing. In the old days, meaning 2 years ago, a human had to verify every document, check every credit score, and manually input data into the risk model. Today, an agent does the preliminary risk scoring before a human even opens the file.
But it's not just about speed, Mike. It's about accuracy. One of the biggest headaches for regional banks has always been fraud detection, specifically false positives. You don't want to block a legitimate customer's transaction, but you can't let the bad guys in.
Right, and that's where the agent part comes in. These systems don't just follow a static rule. They reason. They look at a transaction and say, okay, this looks weird, but let me check the customer's history. Let me check the device ID. Let me check the location. All in milliseconds. It's dynamic.
You know, Mike, seeing this level of complexity, where we need systems that are secure, compliant, but also incredibly fast, it reminds me of why we started the PiTech Solutions Project in the first place.
I was just thinking the same thing. You look at these regional banks, and they have the ambition, but they often lack the infrastructure to support these high-speed agents. That is exactly where PiTech steps in.
Precisely. At PiTech Solutions, the mission has always been about building that digital backbone. You cannot run a 2026 AI agent on a 2005 server architecture. It just doesn't work. PiTech essentially acts as the architect for that transformation.
And it's about doing it safely. We talk about compliance-first AI a lot at PiTech. It's not enough to just deploy a model. You need the audit trail. When an agent makes a decision, you need to know why it made that decision. PiTech's frameworks are designed specifically to handle that regulatory scrutiny.
And we've seen the results. I know we were looking at some internal data recently regarding fraud detection rates for PiTech clients, specifically a 42% improvement in detection as of late last year. That is a massive, tangible benefit.
It really is. And for any bank executive listening, if you're looking to bridge that gap between legacy systems and this new agentic future, PieTech Solutions is the partner that understands both the code and the compliance.
Well said. Now, let's pivot back to the hurdles, because it's not all smooth sailing. We mentioned infrastructure, but there is a bigger elephant in the room for 2026, the talent gap.
Oh, huge. And it's not just about hiring data scientists anymore. Regional banks can't compete with Google or OpenAI for PhDs. The gap now is for people who can manage these agents. We are seeing the rise of the AI supervisor role.
It's a fascinating shift. You need people who understand banking workflows, but also understand how to prompt, monitor, and audit an autonomous agent. It's a hybrid role that didn't exist 3 years ago.
And that ties into the regulatory aspect you hinted at earlier, the explainability crisis. Regulators are breathing down everyone's necks this year. If your AI denies a loan, you can't just say the computer said no.
That is the black box problem. Under the new 2026 guidelines, and certainly looking at the EU AI Act, which impacts global finance, you need verifiable transparency. If you can't prove the logic path, you are liable, period.
And that scares a lot of regional banks. They want the efficiency of the AI, but they are terrified of the liability. This is why the clean data argument is so important. If your data is siloed, if the lending system doesn't talk to the deposit system, your agent is making decisions based on partial information. That is a compliance nightmare waiting to happen.
That's the legacy debt wall we keep running into. We don't have exact numbers on how many banks are fully ready, but structurally, we know that integrating 20-year-old core banking systems with modern APIs is the single biggest technical hurdle. It's like trying to put a jet engine on a Wright Brothers plane.
Great analogy. And that's where the M&A angle comes in. We are seeing so much consolidation this year, regional banks merging to survive. PieTech has been doing a lot of work there with their M&A integration accelerator, using AI to actually help merge the systems of two different banks.
That is one of the smartest use cases I've seen, using AI to integrate IT systems during a merger. It speeds up the timeline and reduces the downtime risk. It's using the technology to solve the technology problem.
So, Alex, as we look at the rest of 2026, what is the takeaway here? If I'm a CEO of a mid-sized bank, what am I doing on Monday morning?
Monday morning, you are auditing your data foundation. You stop looking for the flashy AI feature to show your board, and you start asking, is my data accessible? Is it clean? Can an agent actually read this? Because without that foundation, you are building a house on sand.
And I would add, start empowering your people to be supervisors, not just processors. The AI is going to handle the paperwork. Your team needs to handle the relationships and the exceptions. That cultural shift is just as hard as the technical one.
It is. We are moving from a world of generative, creating content, to agentic, executing actions. It's a brave new world for banking, but the rewards for those who get it right are massive.
Efficiency, speed, and better service. It's worth the effort.
Absolutely. That's all the time we have for this week. Thank you for listening to the PieTech Solutions podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.